You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
This is Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
It's episode 2 of this current series?
Yes.
I might have said that before I actually start recording, but
possibly.
Anyway. We have now got even more guests. Our one guest, I think, has been breeding with himself.
And created two others.
So if you hear people in the background, there's more people. They're eating the prawn crackers from the last episode.
Yeah,
they must have been here a whole week.
The whole week,
these bits.
Just waiting for these bits of monkey prawn crackers,
yeah,
obviously.
That are a week old now. We'll get on with the bees. It's Saturday night, so I've invited friends around, basically.
Yeah.
I do have some. Yeah, it's not just us lonely people.
Speak for yourself, I've got lots of friends.
Friends on Facebook.
Not real friends.
Because they don't have friends either. Right? So, we will get straight on to Hop Gremlin. Do I fill in the information on our fantastic spreadsheet?
So this is from the Brinkburn Brewery. Brinkburn Street.
Yes, I have.
Brewery,
but I haven't
in Biker, Newcastle.
It gets 3.68 on Untappd.
Yeah, it comes in a 500ml bottle, and it is 5.6%.
It was from Glug. Again, the next week they had another Meet the Brewer.
Yeah,
it was this brewery.
Yes.
So it definitely seems to be one to look on Glug's Twitter if you're into your beers.
And it was around about the £3 mark.
Yeah, we can't remember exactly because we bought a couple and it didn't have a price on, but it was about the £3 mark. It was normal price, as I would say.
Normal price.
Yeah, it's not a one that's going to break the bank. Unless.
If you want to tweet them, it's at Brinkburn Street Brew, and the website address is brinkburnbrewery.co.uk.
I was just going to.
Ah, still a stupid bottle opener.
So I go and get a decent one rather than these geeky ones.
The noisy ones. Alright, it's just to appease the one listener we've got who's currently in the room.
Yeah.
We just might as well keep him happy.
Yeah, if we'd done it and he wasn't in the room, he'd be going along like smirking.
You know, he's
like
just going to be driving all this week and listen to that on the podcast and just be like, it's mine.
I'm not famous because
I'm not Phil and Bob.
We're not.
We are famous.
So I'm getting the smell of mangoes.
Yeah.
Straight away.
There's definitely a fruity.
A mango-y sort of.
Yeah. Ooh. It's actually hoppy. It is quite hoppy.
It's hoppy, but I think in quite a nice, rounded way of a hop.
Yeah.
It's not a one that's like crazily hoppy. We've got them hopping in the background. They're not even drunk, them ones. They've come in sober.
They don't even drink proper beer, most of them. I mean, him at the end drinks pissy lager.
Yeah, Tricky's drinking lager.
Yeah.
So if you want to tweet in boo at... No, don't tweet in, just boo at Formal Shark. That wouldn't go very well. He might have a Twitter, but
I mean, you could put boo Tricky.
Yeah.
And then just...
Do you have a Twitter for people to boo at?
No.
He does have a Twitter. He's
but we're not going to be that nasty. But I don't think he even follows us, so you couldn't even stalk him that way.
He's a bad friend.
So you're going to have to really work out how to stalk him. But if you do, we'll up.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of hop bitterness from this, but not a lot of other things.
Yeah, it's
nice.
It's nice. You could drink it and drink it. It's a good example. What we're gonna rate that?
I'd probably rate it
59. Oh, he is a friend on Facebook. He silently said 59.
Yeah.
59 Twitter. I was going to say 61.
Well, what's
so should we meet in the middle 60?
Yeah.
60?
See, 61 is Control-Alt-Delete.
See,
I think this is... Control Alt Delete's at least two better than this.
See, I think it's one. I'm putting 60 down.
Okay. I'll let you.
Letters.
Yeah.
What we're doing was we're compromising like good adults. I forgot to pick up our food pairing. So can you just sing a little song while I go and work out what the food pairing is for this?
Mama, I just killed a man. Oh, I've even knacked that up, haven't I? Just put a gun against his head and shot him, and now he's dead. You know what? I can't sing this without words coming up or being like overly drunk. I could, you know, sing Britney Spears. Oops, I don't even know Britney Spears. What am I going on about? So Phil's now finally managed to bring the food pair in, and our guest is giving me more beer. He just wants to see me drunk. Did he just empty the entire tub into it?
Yeah. So we'll do is we'll grab some and then we'll let them if they want to have. So it is
Butterscotch Angel Delight.
Angel Delight with popping candy on the top.
Hell of a lot of popping candy on top.
Right. So there's a discussion going in about my my light that is Tetris by the guests. That are obviously entertained by the show that much. If you want some of that, just you have to sort out your own.
I've realised I really like Butterscotch Angel Delight. The popping candy is popping on its own.
So, yeah.
And Bombay.
I think that's quite a good pairing.
That's a good pairing. I think because what you could do is you could have that, give that to the kids, they'd be happy, and then you could drink the beer.
Yeah. Or you could just have them both and put the kids to bed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's now 9 o'clock and they should be in bed.
Why am I getting an image of that being very sort of a food that's very lickable, if you know what I mean, off certain parts of the body? But I don't know
I'm
how
not
the,
looking it off you tonight.
I don't know how the popping candy would react. Because that might not go down very well. If you've ever used Angel Delight with popping candy in a sex thing, please email us at not pictures.
Well, no, pictures. I'm quite happy to look at the pictures. You talk to yourself.
Yeah, well, what if it's like a 40-year-old beardy, weirdy man?
He might have a really good-looking wife.
So email us in at sharks@formalshark.co.uk or Twitter's @formalshark.
Yeah, because we'd like to know other people's experiences.
So, yeah, we'll pause it and we'll finish eating this and drinking this and get back to you.
Beer number two is £2.69 for a 330ml bottle from Northern Alchemy. This was bought at Rehills.
I want me spreadsheet.
This is called Late Hopped Pale 321, and it is 5.2%.
Right, now I just had a malfunction with the internet, well, with my ability to use a computer. Oh, is that going to go off again?
It's going to make a stupid noise. God. Phil, irritate.
Why do we have these listeners that we don't like?
I don't know. Why did you even invite them round?
Well, if you don't press on that bit, does it still make a sound?
Yeah. Look. I know. Just don't
right,
invite
anyway,
them.
Right, anyway. We'll defriend them.
Yeah, we don't need them as a listener.
We've got enough. Wow. We're going to be down to zero.
Yeah.
So if you do listen, please email in so we know if we can actually defriend our one listener, because it would be more beneficial for us so we don't have to invite him around and have that as a bottle opener. The fact that he brought it and it's massive.
It looks like a little dildo.
You know, it is. You know, it's not like a little
one of them little discreet. Oh, it's a little bit too big to be a discreet vibrator.
Give the bastard a bottle opener for his bloody Christmas.
And he brings
and
that.
And he brings that, the ungrateful sod.
So he had a formal shot bottle opener.
No, he didn't. I made him personally one. With his little nephew on, I think.
Yeah.
I think it had his nephew on. It might not have. But, you know, I gave him the stuff that I thought they loved.
Are we going to let him finish that bottle?
Yes.
He can have the crap out the bottom. So this is, as you'd expect from a late pale ale. It's
very light.
Yeah,
in colour.
Mine's a little bit more sedimenty than yours.
Yes, and half. Are you going to get me drunk?
Well, you can tip a bit of yours into mine if you want, I was very cautious in not hauling it all out.
Yes. So it's a nice So I'm expecting something exciting because it's Northern Alchemy and their stuff's normally quite exciting.
I can't taste much after that previous one. That previous one, I think, is the, you know, quite bitter in my palate.
It's got a bitter sort of twang to it. But maybe, like I said, compared to other Northern Alchemy ones we've had, it's good. But compared to other Northern Alchemy ones, I think I was expecting sort of that going forward of something that's normally quite
interesting.
It's just a nice beer, this, rather than that interestingness. It's not bad. You know, you should have interesting beers and nice beers in your repertoire, and we've probably not come across, maybe they're more just,
yeah,
it's a nice standard example category.
Yeah,
maybe that's what we should have, nice standard example. It's not going to well, it's a pale, so with it being a pale ale on the scale, it's I don't think as many with our palate, a pale's ever gonna blow us away.
No,
because we do like that really stronger taste, and as a pale it has got that stronger taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not,
I just because before we press record, I just finished my swig of the hop gremlin. I don't know if it's my palate's,
yeah,
been too ruined with that.
I think when we pointed out just point below it.
Yeah.
Because very good beer still. It's horrible. Once you have a beer that's just slightly less good than another beer, you sort of slate it a lot more, even though it's a really, yeah, nice beer, and they should still be sort of commended for making it because it's a good,
I mean, it's got a, you know, a fruity kind of smell.
I'm not disappointed at it by any stretch.
It smells nice.
It smells like it is.
It looks nice. Can I try yours just in case the sediment in mine's like cacked it?
No, it's
it's a bit more hoppy, and it's not a lot different, but yeah.
It's still...
You know what? That's probably a good session beer.
It's a very good session beer. You could definitely drink lots of it.
And I think it's well worth the
£2.70. Yeah. So, which one was this? This was Northern Alchemies.
Yeah.
We got it from Ree Hills. It is at NE... Is that an underscore, isn't it?
Yeah, underscore Alchemy.
Alchemy, or... We are northernalchemy.com. Northern Alchemy is a really interesting brewery because they brew basically at shipping containers.
Yep.
If you go on the website, it looks like they've got some grand plans.
Yes,
they just near the Cumberland Arms. It's a very nice pub as well.
Oh, but it's Ouseburn in Newcastle.
I think there's some relationship between the two that I won't go into detail. Well, because I don't know, so I can't go into detail.
Yeah.
So where we're gonna point that? Should we point that?
The previous one was 60, wasn't it?
Yeah, 59?
I would have said 58.
58. She'll go 58. We'll go 58. I'll let you have that
let's
one.
Let's double check what's just up on the board already.
Yeah.
58 is Vocation Brewery Heart and Soul, and 59 is Beaver Town Smog Rocket. I don't think that's as good as Smog Rocket.
What's Smog Rocket on it?
59.
So we'll go 58.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy. I can't remember Heart and Soul, so it can't be that.
No.
So what did we say? 58.
58, yeah.
58 on the board, on the scores. Scores on the doors. It's still a good score. Pairing. We have been chocolate. Donated.
Do we not do the chocolate with that one? Because we had a pairing of the other one in the fridge.
Oh, right, yeah. Should we do chocolate with that one then? That would probably go better, because I think that'll go better with that. Right, yeah. So, we're on the fridge. You have to do another song.
Another song. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. And that's all I can sing of it because of copyright reasons. Another song. I don't know many songs that I can just outwardly sing. Phil's back.
Right, we are going to pair this with an Elderflower Saison.
Yes, that is right. Another beer.
Because my fridge is that full of beer, we're going to pair it with another beer.
You got to neck that down, mind.
I wasn't going to neck that. No, you pair. They have to go together.
Oh, well. I've necked it.
I was going to get loads and loads of shot glasses just to do enough. And we'd have to do them like a million shots.
So,
more importantly, it's from Flavorly. We have a link. Go on the link. It is, if I go on the website, That's why I picked it out of the ones of the other ones. Not that one.
Can you not use the computer?
No, it should be. Oh, because it's. You idiot! I kept clicking it, it was going away because it was on the tab on the website. Because I don't normally use spreadsheets in a.
Web browser.
In a web browser. It's all like.
This is getting a bit technical.
It's getting technical.
Technical. So, maybe like a competing beer podcast.
Yes. Yes. If you like our beer podcast, there's. I think it's called Beer School. It's American. It's. Better than, no, I can't say better, but they know more about beer than us. It goes into technical tangents.
It's not us, it probably is better.
It goes into technical tangents about, like, technical stuff, because they work in IT, like us. Yeah. Basically, our American part, apart from, they've got one of them's more straighter and one of them's more like us.
Okay, so they've got a sensible person.
Yeah, the one that then... laughs at head. you should think, anyway, Flavly. Basically, they bring beer to your door. It's fantastic. Well, I have to go to the local sorting office because I'm always
there. Because it doesn't fit through a letterbox.
But £20, you get 10 beers, hand-picked. Some of them are amazing. Some
I mean, they say hand-picked. It's probably a machine that's put them in the box. Realistically.
No, I suspect there's a small enough organisation. But you do get interesting beers, a lot of foreign beers. So Nigel Farage wouldn't like it. But... if you're not into that...
How would that change if we left the EU? Would the beers have to get a visa?
We're not going to get into that. Anyway, the most important thing, go on the Twitter to get the link. If not, it is Philip with one L, and at the end, B-F-V. So it's
flavorly.com/PHILIPBFV. Philip B.
So you get beer straight to the door, picked, you get lots of different varieties, lots of maybe... ones you wouldn't try. So as if you are a beer fanatic, I would try that. So anyway, what are you thinking?
Yes. So our paired beer is called Elder, and it's from the Hop Studio from Flavorly. So it's probably about £2 a bottle. It is a 330ml bottle.
I should explain as a fly why I'm clapping. Yeah.
It is 4.6 ABV and 28 IBU. They've got the IBU on the label. That's not really good. Nice. Stupid bloody...
So annoying. I haven't drank that one, so you're going to have to give me a couple of shots.
A couple of shots. A shot of beer is... they're really little.
Oh, just we'll give him a couple of shots and I'll drink out the... well, give me one shot so I can taste it properly.
There you go.
And then I'll drink
taste
out the
it proper out of that.
Yeah.
It's a pale, as you'd maybe expect. It says Elderflower Saison.
So it's a Saison?
Saison?
Saison.
So actually, this might pair really well.
It's sort of like...
that's nice.
It's quite what you'd expect lager, but with a little bit more niceness to it. It's like a nice lager. Actually, our lager drinker might... he might not, because he really is a stereotypical lager drinker. Yeah. Apart from, he doesn't have a wife, so he's never beat that.
But he might beat his dad. He lives with his dad, so he might beat him when he gets
drunk. So I don't
drunk.
Know what he beats. Well, actually, I do. So you might not like it, you might, but I think it's worth probably just... if you don't, just try it out. But it's probably worth just...
it's a very light kind of...
you know, it's...
You can certainly smell that it's a lager-y kind of...
yeah. But more importantly, it's worth signing up for Flavorly. We get a fiver if you sign up through that link.
That's well worth the money as a beer.
Well, not for £20, but just one beer.
Well, not for one beer, but for the equivalent of £2 a bottle,
yeah,
straight to your door.
I'd definitely say some of them are...
that's worth the money.
Definitely when we've drank them, some of them have been misses.
Yeah.
We will perfectly admit that, but...
and they don't give us any money for this. Well,
we sign up for this...
and people might think, you know, we're sponsored by them. We're not.
No, basically, if you sign up to their thing, you get exactly the same code as we do to bully friends into and things like that.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our listeners, Johnny, has signed up for it.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
A fiver off my beer is fantastic.
It helps the show. Helps your addiction.
Yes. Basically, he sponsored the show this week. Yeah. Johnny sponsored the show.
Johnny, you have sponsored the show. Good on you.
It's better than our other one listener. We have two listeners.
We've got two listeners. Does that mean we can tell him to bugger off?
And because Johnny has, we think, both tweeted us and thingy, that means he's our bit better listener.
Our best listener.
If you're another listener of the show, tweet us, Facebook us. Yeah. I don't Facebook us because I'm never on it. But anyway, if you have to. But anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get on to the next beer because we're rambling on a lot more on this show.
Whatever. It's an even numbered show. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be back for beer number three after this little ditty. Okay, beer number three.
Disappointingly, it's a can, so I can't use this.
Oh, that's
cool tin opener.
Bottle opener. You can still get it to go.
So this was...
This is a BrewDog.
£7.99 from Rehills. Now, normally this retails at £9.99.
Yes, I was very... It was why I bought it. It was one of those ones where
you were just like, oh, it's a bargain.
It's a deal, yeah.
Not that you actually wanted to drink
it. No, I really wanted to drink it. It's a BrewDog Black-Eyed King Imp.
It says it is Vietnamese coffee edition. It is 12.7% and it is a 330ml can.
And it is an imperial stout.
And the bastards, unlike the other cans we've had, the label won't come off. It's printed. So yeah, you can't put it on your wall.
Because BrewDog's got money.
They can't put it on the wall.
Rated beers, I think, give it 100. Untapped, give it 4.44.
Which means it's very good.
Unrated. Untapped is people's ratings of them. And we find the go-between. Basically, most of them are about the 3 mark. So to get one in the 4s and then the high 4s means that this should be quite good. Now, is this going to put it up so high in our opinion that it's shaking when we drink it?
This is, if anybody doesn't know, an Imperial Stout.
It is actually the strongest beer canned. That's a fact.
Facts.
And it might even say it on our little thing here. Or,
And it's the strongest beer ever canned.
So BrewDog saying that.
Holy shit, that's dark.
Yes, that's...
Good God.
That is about as...
Pouring that... Do you want to just neck that little bit?
That is...
Pouring that dark. Looks like it was black printer ink. It smells absolutely...
We'll keep some in here, but seeing it's dark and seeing our fan doesn't really like dark ones, we'll just give him a little bit. If he wants a bit more, he can grab it, but I don't want to waste it. So, smell.
Wow.
What's that? It smells chocolatey.
It does.
Really like... that popping candy is still popping in the background. It's like a finer. I could just smell it. I want that as an air freshener.
I mean, you can't even see through it. It's that dark.
No, even up...
Against a light?
There's no way you can see through that.
No, that I think this might be made out of black hole.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a black hole of beer. It just absorbs light around it.
Yeah. We're building this up more and more. I hope we're not going
to I don't want to taste it and be disappointed.
Yes, I'm just now expecting to go all droopy at the moment, if you know what I mean.
All droopy, where are you hard?
Have you built... No, I'm not.
We're there. I'm going to move away from you.
No, I'm not. As a metaphor, if you built up the moment, you know, the goddess is in front of you. You've built it up. It smells nice. It looks awesome. I'm on about a female. Or male. I don't like the tackle, but... You know.
You prefer the fish.
Let's drink this beer.
Hope it's not fish.
Oh, lots of flavour. You know, if...
Oh.
Yes.
That.
That's, you know, that in your mouth, you know, Muhammad Ali is boxing in there.
He was
your boxer.
Yes.
Yes. He's a good boxer, isn't he?
Well, presumably. He is.
Well, yes, I know that, but I'm on about...
He was a legendary boxer.
He was a legendary boxer.
Before he died.
What I'm saying is he wasn't Chris... Fucking Eubank, was he?
Well, Chris Eubank was still a relatively good boxer.
Yes, but I wouldn't compare. You know, there's Muhammad Ali, legend, right? I'm going to go away from the mega bit here for this rant. You know, legend, absolute, like, speaks fucking philosophy almost. And then there's fucking Chris Eubank. They're not in the same car. That's fucking Carlin and fucking this, you fucking prick. Anyway.
It's like he's trying to... We could have compared it against somebody who wasn't a boxer. This deer's stuck in the factory again.
This deer's what?
Yeah, look at that. It's stuck on the tree. Oh, what a stupid deer.
deer as in the animal, not like a deer.
Not like a little old deer.
Deer in that
they kind of get stuck.
And they run around, it's hilarious. This isn't great for a podcast, is it?
No, no, your listeners can't see it.
There's a deer. But anyway, no, because Carlin is a beer. But comparing it to this is, well...
Yeah, but I mean, you could have compared it to Billy Elliot.
So is Carlin
which did
beer?
Boxing and failed and became a prancy dancer.
Yes, but then that would say Carlin...
He started
that
out
would
boxing.
Say Carlin had good things in it. But it doesn't. No. It tastes of pish.
Yeah, but so Carlin might make something really good, like cans. They might make a quality can.
I think we need to start thinking this beer more, rather than this that's going to happen.
He's just sneaking more beer. So he's like, I like this.
Oh, are we going to give the lager drinker it?
The lager drinker.
This could be quite good, because this is a lager drinker.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys can't see it.
This is pure, you know, this is liquid tar. In tasty tar. And let's watch his face. Is he going to lie and say it's okay, or is the face going to pull? It's awful.
No, yeah, it's an awful face.
It's an awful face. So
it's the same face he makes when he comes.
It's a serious reveal show!
When did it become serious? You analysed Chris Eubank and Muhammad Ali.
That's a good metaphor. That's metaphors. Metaphors are teached in schools.
Teached in school, yes. Not taught.
Not teached. Because I didn't go to a good school, I didn't learn about these metaphors. My metaphor is better than you. You bring this show down. We could be BBC Four if it was just my show. Right?
Boring and old.
It's good BBC Four.
We'd have the archer halfway through.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Oh, Timothy. Oh, dear. I thought Timothy was looking at pornography. What would I do? What?
No, it clearly says at the start of the show that we put in from the first episode, this is a serious review show.
Yeah, well, that was a lie, wasn't it? Honestly.
What's a serious review show? I'm serious.
Yeah, and I'm serious for reviewing the beer.
I've got me serious. Anyway, this is a fantastic
beer. Yeah, I'm
serious
for reviewing this beer. I'm going to score it. I want to say 80.
See, I was going to go 79.
Because this is a dark beer I like.
Right.
And that's not... You know, I enjoy a dark beer, but this is really good.
Do you think it's really good? Do you know me reasoning for 79?
Why?
It's price point. Because Heisenberg at 81 is...
350 or something?
Yeah. For the price point, if you've got the two there, this is worth an example. It's very good, but a £9 it's one of the most expensive beers that we have.
Yeah.
I think it's worth the money, but I think it's, but that to me just says that's a 79.
I would have pushed it down to 78 if you're going to go price point, man.
I just think because of flavour around it, and then adding that price point.
If you compare it to Heisenberg, and then the others we've got lower down, and like the one we've got at 75.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Jakehead, £6.
Yeah.
And 75. This.
Well, this was £7 something, the price we got, so let's do it at that. But yeah, compared to Heisenberg with that, I would do it sort of 79. Was 79 was what I said originally?
Yeah.
I've drunk a lot of beer today. Jakehead, really, and then this is...
It's quite a tough one because I think we have got it at a good price.
Yes.
And if you can't get it at that price, and 10 is in the normal retail
price.
But
you said 80 to begin with, I said 79. You've now come down a bit, let's say 79.
Okay.
79. Oh, the one that we didn't have to. There was one left on the sheets to fill
the
in.
The one we didn't have.
We're going to pair this with a mint... With dark chocolate peppermint, it's a Swiss one. Tesco's finest, so probably never even been near Switzerland. There's a square for you.
Thank you very much.
Big squares. I'll put them on the table for the gannets to. I'll pass it to you. You put it on the table.
This wasn't bought by us.
It was donated. So that's it. We've got £5 off Flavourly
and some free chocolate.
We're starting to get in here.
Yeah.
It still doesn't.
We're living the high life.
It still doesn't pay for the one can here.
No.
Right?
Come on, you guys.
Come on, you guys. I was thinking maybe we need to have like a donation button on the site for people to donate.
And then if you like listen to all the podcasts,
donate just, a beer.
It pops up on the site with a can going, donate a beer.
Donate a beer. What's a beer? A beer. £3. Donate a beer.
I'm
doing an average. Anyway, we've rated this. What we'll do is we'll finish this and finish that, and then we'll do our sum up. Okay, we're now to the sum up. We've just had a cat come in with a live mouse.
Yeah, that was a bit of an excitement.
I've just chucked him out with a live mouse in his mouth because it couldn't come out. So
no.
It's probably not a live mouse now.
Yeah.
Unless he's dropped it and it's managed to get out.
I mean, he's not allowed to bring friends home. He knows not to bring friends home.
I don't want him to bring... Not without a prior arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, this late, they want booze and, you know, quite frankly, we haven't got the sort of booze that kind want.
No.
You know, because he's young, the teenagers, they want...
I look like a young mouse, you know.
You know, he wants hooch and...
Hooch or
some WKD.
Red Stripe or something like that.
Yeah, WKD... Is it jelly, isn't it?
No. WKD is the alcohol.
All right. YK is the jelly, isn't it? Anyway. KY is the jelly.
KY jelly, not the YK.
You probably do. That's probably the Poundland version.
That was the Y2K bug.
All right.
Our guests plying us with more black tar.
Black tar. It's very nice.
You know that black eyed king imp? It is incredibly dark.
Yeah, I don't think
anybody will expect it to be as black.
I don't think I've seen anything blacker. Maybe King Peak might have, but is that the right one?
He's looked into the blackness of space. Well, no, there's still stars in space. There's still... I don't think that's probably...
Is Elton blacker. John up there?
Elton John?
Twinkling away.
No, he's still alive.
Well, no, but he's a star.
Yeah, but he's still alive. He's still with those mere mortals.
Ah, so it would only be Elvis.
David Bowie, Elvis might be up there twinkling.
Yes. So, this show we had... you can do the reading because you're the one that passed that test.
Where are we? At number 3, beer number 2 was Northern Alchemy Late Hopped Pale. At number 2... Oh, that rated 58. At number 2 was beer number 1, Brinkburn Hop Gremlin, rated 60. And beer number 1 this week, our winner of a beer.
And second on the board.
Yes, number 2 on our board was the Brewdog Black King Imp at 78.
So, if you do grab any of these and you like them, please tweet us, please tweet the brewers. Yeah. The brewers will be more than happy to get feedback. We're more happy to get feedback.
Did we even mention Brewdog's Twitter and website?
No, it's Brewdog. It's Brewdog. It's
Brewdog.
Twitter. Just, you know, type Brewdog. If you don't know about Brewdog, then you're quite...
What are you doing listening to us if you don't know about Brewdog?
Well, actually, it's quite really good following comments on sort of... You know how I love comments on newspaper articles and stuff on the web, but obviously... Doesn't quite work on actual.
So on random Daily Mail things, do you get Brewdog mentioned?
No, it's not like everything to do with the EU. You know, where within the top 10 comments of anything on the Daily Mail, you'll get something to do with the EU. It's a fantastic game. I've probably sent some to you, and then you get the, oh, it's too hoppy, and you say, fuck off. If you don't like this stuff, just don't comment. I don't, you know, I maybe comment to Carlin. Maybe that's a bit of no, but you know what I mean. I wouldn't. Bother with it?
Well, that's the thing. Brewdog have got things which are very hoppy and then some things which are very less hoppy.
It's interesting that how they polarise things. And with certain people, they're very much, I think, as a company like Apple.
Yeah.
In that they have fans and the people that don't like them really harp on about not liking them.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're certainly people that like them because they've done great beers and fantastic stuff for the
deer's
craft.
Still stuck in the
yes, the deer's. God, it's been exciting night, hasn't
it?
It's been a very eventful night. So, I think they've done so much good for the craft beer industry in sort of highlighting it that's then come on to my rant of the last show about...
Not your rant of this show about Chris Eubank.
No, not the one about Chris Eubank and thinking, that was a sensible rant, I thought, but then I've had quite a bit to drink. Yeah, there's better podcasts out there if you're interested. Like I said, because Cool's quite good.
Yeah,
And there's other ones. Type it in if you've found us by iTunes or stuff. Type in beer. There's plenty of them. If you like us, tweet us in and say.
Yeah.
Well, I can people all tell them about everything. Yeah, you know?
Because you know we're probably not the best.
But although, if they listen to us now, they've listened to us for about 35 minutes.
Yeah, and this is about show 15, so hopefully yes. They've gone through all the other
second
shows.
Of series 2 with exciting stuff to come. There's going to be lots of exciting things in the coming series, stuff we're not going to talk about yet because they're not 100% in the bag, but yeah, there's
something interesting.
So follow us on Twitter or tweet us at @FormalShark. We're on Facebook. We do get the messages. We will interact with you. It's @FormalShark.
Yeah, we just don't do a lot on Facebook.
Yeah, the Twitter. Occasionally, some of the longer posts or occasionally stuff. There was quite an interesting article with Newcastle Brewing Limited, the one that we did the special with that we sort of very like. So that we do pass certain things on through that. Email.
If you're a bit old school and you like your email, we're sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Even if it's just hi, I've had a good beer. Or you're a brewery that's listening, tell us about it, because if we haven't mentioned your beer, it would be like absolutely stoked to hear about it.
Don't forget, if you're going to go for Flavoury, use our discount code.
Yeah.
Is it a discount code or is it just a joining up code?
No, it was a discount. They get a discount.
You guys get a discount.
£10.
You'd be an idiot not to use that code.
Basically, they get £10 discount. So my advice would be, to be honest, get the £10 discount, get the first one. That means you're going to get basically a pound of beer.
Yeah.
That's definitely worth it, because the craft beers you get are definitely worth a pound of beer. Yeah. And then if you don't like it, cancel it. I don't care. I've got my fiver.
Yeah. If you're getting mini off, you'd be an idiot not to.
And again, it's how I did it. I got a link. I got a smaller pack and a different deal, but it's still a good deal.
Yeah. Have a look for that. If not, the discount code is Philip B. Something or other.
We'll get it up.
Yeah. BFV. So that's Philip with one L, spelt with P's, not an F.
Yeah.
There might be some stupid American that spells it with an F.
Right. Are you alienating part of our audience there?
I don't think
there's other idiots in the world.
Okay, there might be idiots from Canada that spell it with an F. There we go.
Spell it with an F. I'm dyslexic.
America's the country that ruined our language. They might choose a different letter for things, like put it with a silent X.
You're insulting.
They spell colour wrong.
You're insulting our viewership. What are you going to do next? Are you going to punch a producer? There's one in the room from a different show.
If the food isn't good enough, I will.
Okay, I think tatty bye. We're about up
to 40. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes if you listen to us through Apple's little thing.
RSS feed, all that sort of mumbo-jumbo. Good night. Bye. Or good day, wherever you're listening to it. Good night. Bye. Good day. Bye. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.